Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Steve Livengood and we're going to visit about, and I love to say this, of course, Bada Bada Bing Bang Rally. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, LaVon. And it is fun to say, isn't it? I love even hearing it on the radio. It's kind of a neat thing to say. I love it.
You bet. And you kind of came up with that, but then found out it wasn't original.
There's a lot of words, I suppose, that aren't original. But it does. There is a reference in the HBO series, The Sopranos. It has nothing to do with that. I didn't even have HBO, but it's still, it just kind of rolls off the tongue. It's not trademarked, as far as I know, even by me.
Okay, and it is a rally. What kind of rally? What are we going to see?
Military vehicles. I did this about, this will be the third year. We had military vehicles. We're going to have about 30 of them or more this year. Don't really know exactly. We've got everything from Jeeps to half tracks to armored vehicles to motorcycles, big trucks, little trucks, all kinds of trucks.
And a few non-vehicles, as I understand, and some other kinds of things. So I think there's something there that would be of interest to almost everybody.
There is, yeah. Of course, it's held down at the American Legion Memorial Building, the armory, and that itself is clear full of stuff. The museum, the library, all the displays. We've got the Remember Our Fallen display that's going to be down there this year. So, yeah, it's more than just trucks and tires. It's all kinds of military stuff.
And I want to add that lunch will be available for those who would like to purchase lunch for a donation. We'll be there in the garage of the American Legion Memorial Building. But, Steve, let's talk a bit more about where people are coming from and the kind of equipment and vehicles they're bringing.
Well, I'm on some websites, and so this is literally a national kind of thing. There are a couple of them where we have some conflicts with the guys in Ohio, and the guys in Maryland are also doing one that weekend, so everybody can't come to it. But I do have some folks coming this year from Russell, Kansas. I've got folks coming from Minneapolis, and then, of course, there's a large group that comes over from Nebraska. I did a mileage kind of thing. The greatest distance I have is one guy's driving 400 miles one way to come to this thing. So, guys, you surely ought to be able to come a block, can't you?
Yeah, that's true. And when you say they're driving that far, either they're driving the vehicle, which doesn't go 90 miles an hour, or they're hauling it on something that doesn't go 90 miles an hour.
That's very true. We have three of them, at least, that are coming in Friday, the night before. The big, heavy, armored stuff, you know, where you're talking 15, 20 ton, yeah, they're not driving down those down the road. They've got big trucks they haul those in on. But we do have some of the more modern vehicles, the Cuck Vs and even the Humvees are coming, and they're driving those. But, yeah, they're not 90-mile-an-hour vehicles, 55 maybe.
And you mentioned smaller ones like the motorcycle. So there's all sizes. Why do people do this? I mean, that's got to be a bit expensive to get a big truck and put on a big vehicle and drive 400 miles. Why do you guys do these rallies?
I've never asked them that. I'm thinking that we might be psychiatric problems if we do that. I don't know. You know, I had a gal ask me 5 or 6 years ago, can you get me some military vehicles together for a parade? And I said, well, I know some guys. But yeah, if you've got a military vehicle, you love to show it off to people. And so you'll drive a long ways where people will want to come and look at it. If nobody shows up, they're just happy talking with each other because they get together and talk also. It's a very expensive hobby. I mean, when you've got an $80,000 vehicle, it's really not that big of a deal to buy a truck to put it on also. So it's expensive hobby, and I don't know why they do it. They're just weird, I suppose.
It's like car collectors and any other collectors, any collector, whether a little bitty thing or a great big thing. Now, there is a couple of schedules or a few little time things we want to talk about, because there's a schedule for the participants, the people who are bringing their vehicles, and then there's kind of another one that we want to invite everybody else to.
That's true. I send out and I create this schedule when I talk to the owner operators. Those are the folks that have the trucks, and I coordinate with them. And so that a big concern of mine is safety. When we have these big vehicles driving around in parking lots and whatnot, we want to have the folks that are comfortable around them being there and nobody else. And so I really don't want the public and the little children there, and they'll get run over really bad. So it's a safety sort of thing, and that's why I don't want the public there as early as the trucks are going to be there. Of course they're going to be there, because it's just really cool watching them drive around. But we're really concerned about safety. So we start with the military guys a little bit earlier. It gives us a chance to unload them, to park them, manipulate them wherever they need to be, and that sort of thing. Then the public comes in. And at the end of the day, we have what we call a cruise. I get a parade permit. It's not really a parade. It's a cruise, and that's the same thing going on that, too. The public is in the parking lot. I'll fire the cannon. That means, public, you need to get out of the way because we're getting ready to start these vehicles and move them around. And they crunch people really, really easy. So, yeah, try to keep clear. So that's why there's two different schedules. Yes.
Okay. So starting on, actually, I'm not sure we've said the date, Saturday, May 20th, earlier in the morning, 7:30 or whenever those guys get here, guys and gals.
And gals,
yes.
Yep.
Couples. But the opening time for the public is?
They're going to say 9 o'clock. I would expect there'll be some vehicles that will show up later than them, but they'll be the smaller vehicles. The bigger, heavier vehicles are actually, some of them are even coming in Friday. Mm-hmm. So we'll start at 9 because I just can't keep the public out. And we'll have vehicles by then anyhow. Okay. So we're going to start at 9. There'll be some other vehicles coming in. We might do a little bit of crowd control while that's happening. Then we'll stop. We'll do the thing. We'll have dinner, do the, visit with them, view them, that sort of thing. And about 2:30, 3 o'clock, we'll fire the cannon. That means we're getting ready to go on the cruise. Now, being in the parking lot is not the place to be there. Anywhere along the streets, we'll leave the Armory of the American Legion Memorial Building. We'll head south. We'll drive out to a Pizza Hut. We'll turn around, go out again through the main drive. We're going to cruise. We'll go out to Walmart. We'll stop there. It gives them a chance to check the oil, check the water, and just basically take a break. We'll be there for 15, 20 minutes, maybe 25 minutes. We'll start them up again. We'll head back down the main drag and come in on 4th Street, I think it is. So we'll be doing some cruising, too, during the day.
Okay. So the main thing, if you're not an owner-operator, would be basically from 9 till about 3 that you're welcome to come in. And as we mentioned, come into the American Legion Memorial Building because if you haven't seen it, that's the first thing. If you haven't seen it, people are just going, oh, I don't believe this.
There's a museum down there. Yeah, there are big trucks in the parking lot, but horse saddles and uniforms and bombs and all kinds of stuff inside the building, too. It's all military. That's what that quarter of the block in the city all represents. So, yeah, you want to go inside. You really do.
And there's no fee for the tour. And then in addition, this year, as you mentioned, is Remembering Our Fallen. And that's this is the Iowa part of it because there is a national exhibit. And I found out, I think this is an interesting thing, the co-creator of this grew up in Atlantic.
Now, that I didn't know. I do know that he's one of the guys that's kind of responsible for the honor flight concept.
Okay.
So I didn't know that he grew up in Atlantic. Didn't.
Well, now I'm saying that because his parents were Jan and Bob Williams.
Okay,
and this is Bill Williams we're Bill. Talking about, and I'm sure he will be there. So that's going to be there on Saturday the 20th, but also a couple additional days.
Right. It's there the day before and the day after. So it will also be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's actually going to be there a little bit longer than that, but it's open to the public those 3 days. So, yeah, you can pick it up Friday. You can pick it up Sunday, too, but then you're going to miss some other things.
You may want to come back because you may want to take a little time to go through this. This is photos of the men and women who died in the war on terror, Iraq and Afghanistan. And these are the Iowans.
Correct. It's kind of a photographic Vietnam wall sort of thing, except it's not Vietnam and it's not names. It's pictures and it's current conflict sort of thing. And yes, it is Iowa. I got the specs on it. It's 40 feet long. I'm not real sure where I'm putting that at, but we'll figure that out. So come on down and see where it's going to be.
Figure it out for sure. And as we said, all of this going on Saturday, May 20th, and I believe that's also Armed Forces Day.
That is Armed Forces Day. That is not a coincidence. Well, if nothing else, check out the flags outside the building because we'll have them put up too.
Yep. And I just want to throw in here, this has nothing to do with May 20th, but it does have to do with military. One of the things you do, Steve, is go to schools and talk about some of these things.
Yep, I was there yesterday. I went to the Atlantic High School. So, yep, we're doing World War I this year. I've already done a Korea-Vietnam thing, so yep, I'm that guy too.
And remind people why you're doing World War I?
Because they asked me? No, because 100 years ago we entered World War I. So, yeah, all the stuff the kids saw yesterday was 100 years old.
Okay. And, of course, some of the special exhibits in the Memorial Hall are also related to World War I. So come on down. Don't miss any of this. And, again, Saturday, May 20th, and visit with Steve and Marie Livengood. Visit with the owner-operators. They love it.
Oh, they do. They absolutely love it. I haven't had it. You know, this is not a car show. This is not a don't touch that, you know, keep your grimy fingers off of it sort of thing. This is a, you want to get inside? It's that kind of show. They love the show, these things. They really do.
Thank you very much, Steve, and we'll be seeing you on May 20th. Until next time, here's a thought. Don't make excuses. Make improvements.